Well, hey, thoughtful leader, welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. On this show, I interview purpose-driven founders, experts, and change makers who are making a real impact in the world. Want to be a guest? Simple. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click podcast. I'd love to promote your story to our audience of over 100,000 and across over 2,300 daily episodes and counting. Want to get booked on other great shows like this? Simple. Go to podverified.com and get your free guest authority score. Thousands of hosts are looking for high-quality guests, and PodVerified connects you the right way. Now, let's dive into today's episode. With us right now, it's Jana Franklin. Jana, you are the founder and CEO of CEO Concierge, found on the web at ceoconcierge.com. You are also a longtime franchisee in St. Louis of a bunch of fantastic Sam's and Jimmy John's locations. So you've been in this game for a while. Jana, it's great to have you.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. I really appreciate it.
Before we get going, share, I don't know if there's anything that you've been watching, enjoying. I don't know if you have any hobbies or games or, you know, just like things that you've been into lately. What are you geeking out on lately?
It's so bad. I'm geeking out on rom-com novels.
Rom-com novels. For someone who has not read, or I mean, obviously everyone has seen an infinite number of rom-com movies.
Right.
Tell me about the experience of a novel. And for someone who's never read a rom-com novel, I'm hoping you can give us a few accessible, very popular, really enjoyable books.
Yeah, for sure. So really for me, I've been married 26 years. So maybe that's part of the allure. I don't know.
We're coming up on 30 September. So,
okay, there you go. So, you know, I always have loved rom-com movies like Harry Met Sally, you know, You Got Mail, all those good ones, right? I don't think they really do them as much as they used to. I don't think that genre is out there as much. So I have really found a slew of women authors that are just, they're just hilarious. And there's always a spin to them. But what I like is the series, right? So they take a character at the beginning and it's always like, I let the one go, but there's also mystery in there. There's like something happened. And so they're coming together to figure out how to find the, you know, person that's stealing their lawn animals or I don't know, something. And there's always a twist and it's always funny. They always make the characters really funny. But they're outlandish too. Like the situations are so outlandish. And, you know, and then it's talking about towns like Bliss, Illinois, right? And it's supposed to be like the wedding capital of the world. And so it just, so they do a character and then you meet another character in the book. So then that's the next book. And it's something I sit and I laugh, I giggle and just kind of lose myself in the book and kind of summer TV is not the best. And I can go down a rabbit hole watching or streaming something, a series. Yeah, So I'm trying not to do that right now.
Yeah. Jana, two books that you'd recommend.
Now you're asking me and I don't have them in front of me, right?
It's like I'm learning Spanish right now. I'm coming up on day 200 and when somebody says, okay, say something in Spanish, I'm like,
Exactly, right?
Can you give me a matching quiz and I can show you that I can do that?
That's awesome. I have to.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Anything by him is hilarious. Kevin Wong is that author. Pippa Grant is another author I love. She has a ton of books. And Lucy Score. Like you can't go wrong with those authors. And just like my sister and I kind of go back and forth like, hey, have you found this person? Have you found this person? And then we just take off and just read like the whole, everything that author's done. So right now I'm in a series with Pippa Grant and it's like it's seven books. And the other thing is it's very key. Kindle Unlimited. So
Right.
So I'm reading maybe 2 to 3 books a day, a week.
Yeah, I love my Kindle and the Kindle Unlimited. You know, I use all the other devices. I've got an iPad, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But the Kindle for reading. And then I installed, I'll have to think of it. I have a speed reading font that bolds. And it's also good for people with ADHD. I'll see if I can find the name of that font.
That'd be awesome.
But I found it's really helpful for my wife and I, who both have a little ADHD. And then as well, like my reading and comprehension is significantly higher. But while we're talking, I'll find that font. Jana, we got to talk about what you do, because that's why we gathered here today.
Yes, thank you.
So please do tell me about CEO Concierge.
So I started CEO Concierge with another entrepreneur about two years ago, and it came out of COVID, really, right? All these things that came out of COVID, right? Here we are on Zoom. So when COVID happened, I really needed to be in my stores because people weren't working. We were considered in the Jimmy John's an essential business. So I needed to be in my stores, right? And so everything administrative, everything that I hated doing, not good at or anything, I brought in virtual assistants from the Philippines to run those sides of my business for me, so I could be where I like to be in the stores, working with my team. And so in talking to a group of entrepreneur women, we were talking about what we were doing. And most of us had brought VAs on during COVID and really trained them and really focused on niche. Like, hey, mine is doing, I have one that does strictly recruiting, right? I have one that does strictly bookkeeping. I have one that does strictly social media. I have one that does strictly HR. So for me, it was like just a breath of fresh air to know that that stuff was happening and I could be where I was good at, like focusing on training and leading my teams in store. And so this other person was doing the exact same thing in her business in Las Vegas. So we're like, we need to launch this so we're female focused, male friendly is what we like to say, but we really spend a huge part of our, we're almost like, I don't want to call us headhunters, but we go out and specifically look for that right VA. We're really about personality fit and we're really about skill set. And so for us, it's like I would say to you, Josh, I would have you test in a personality and I would say, oh, Josh's autonomy is off the chart and he likes to be with people, but he doesn't take or leave them, and his lack of detail is definitely a strong suit. So I go and find someone that's going to compliment you for the personality, but also the skill set. And so that is what we really focus on. And then the training, we do a ton of training. We really, that's a concierge. Like if you think of a concierge in a hotel, it's like, they're there to serve you, right? And what you ask for, I think of the Ritz model. You know, every book
the what
been
model?
Written about. And the Ritz-Carlton model with their customer service and concierge service. Do you know anything about
that?
Oh,
I'm not familiar.
Okay. So there's this whole thing about, and I'll have to find the book for you, but there's a whole book about how Ritz-Carlton has built their customer service and the you never say no. It's almost like the Nordstrom's effect too in the olden days. And so like, if you were to call down Josh and say, I just split my pants and I need a new pair of pants in a size 32 waist and da da da, and I can't leave my room, the Ritz would go get it for you. Right. And they would take care of you. So for us, it's the same kind of attitude. It's like our clients call us and they're like, I need my VA to learn how to build a website. And we're like, no problem. And we help train that VA on how to build a website. And then they go and build the website. So they are constantly being able to upskill and show their clients that they don't have to be in the weeds. Like they can go and do what they need to be doing and driving their business versus worrying about hiring someone to build a website, hiring someone to market the website, you know, all that. Like it's just putting that task out of sight, out of mind. I just got back from a 17-day vacation with my family. Yeah. I have an incoming freshman in college. So it was our last hurrah. And I could not have done that if it wasn't for my VAs helping me run my business. And so for me, it's that level of control, because most of us have a control issue and most of us you talked about ADHD earlier, right? Most entrepreneurs have a serious case of ADHD. And so it's finding someone that can keep up with that squirrel, like, you know, running from one priority to another and changing their mind every day. That's, oh, you know what? I know that yesterday this was your priority, but today this is your priority. And so for me, it's all about having that almost backbone, that foundation for someone to like be behind that CEO, that entrepreneur, and be a catch-all of things that are falling through the cracks, and helping them stay focused and letting them do what they're doing well and letting the VA do what they do well. And that's where we have really come into play, and making sure that the teams are matched well and that the training is there. We do a ton of upskilling for our clients and for our VAs. I've had several clients get on QuickBooks training. You know, they use QuickBooks, but they don't know how to use QuickBooks, kind of things like that. So for us, it's been a huge thing. And for me, it has changed me how I do business in my other businesses, right? It has allowed me to get very focused on the things that are going to drive my growth and my sales and my profitability, versus having to be in the weeds. And that, well, to me, is the biggest thing.
It's interesting. And I think many of us as founders, CEOs, like, we get caught in that trap of like, we're just doing stuff. Like if we were to catalog everything that we do in a day, and, you know, then ask the question, well, could I outsource this? I think there are a lot of things that we might say, well, yeah, but it would, I guess in theory, but it would take far too long to get someone up to speed at this level. Well, we're in a new era now that I wonder if a lot of those things could be re-examined. You know, and I was having a talk with one of our employees yesterday, you know, just about expectations for leveraging all of the greatest and best tools. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for us within our organization, it's mandatory. You must be AI literate, and not just literate, but fluent. And we will provide all of the resources that you need. But that's kind of the expectation.
Yes.
You know, it's ridiculous to provide a subpar experience for our customers when, you know, my team member could use AI, speed up delivery, be able to provide more support and more value for our clients, because they are able to access all of the resources that are available to them. Can you share just a little bit about, you know, kind of today's VAs, if you hire well, and I want to talk about the personality thing, because I thought that was quite insightful later.
Yeah.
But if you could share maybe just a little bit about, you know, even if there's a founder CEO, they're like, I don't know. I kind of do some searching on Google, and like, I've goofed around with ChatGPT, but I don't see what all the hubbub is about. There are very ambitious potential team members that are quite competent and could potentially change your life.
100%. You're hitting it on the head, really, right? Because, I mean, think of all the stuff that's coming at us, right? Whether it's AI, whether it is, new technology. I mean, new technology is happening all the time, and you can't keep up with it. You could go down that rabbit hole of always constantly training yourself, and it's changing the next day. And so I think it's very important to embrace this, to embrace those the AI and the technology changes with your staff, with your VA, with whoever. For me, I like to say I'm tech savvy. Like, I can do all of it. I spend a lot of time in chat. I build GPTs in chat. A friend has taught me how to do it. Now I've taught my one VA for training, and now they're building on it, right? And so, but I don't have the patience to learn it. And that is, I think, a lot, because I want to be doing something else. I don't want to, I spend 10 minutes on it, and if I don't understand it, I'm like, I'm out, right? So what it takes is finding those people to help train you and help teach you. I had a friend that sat down with me for an hour and taught me how to build a GPT. I recorded it, best thing ever. Now I'm using it, right? To train my VAs, to train my friends, to train, mm-hmm. train my kids, you know, stuff like that. So I think it's very important to always be learning, but also understand where your barriers are. I know my barrier is I'm going to lose my patients very fast on technology, very fast. And so my VAs had to be very tech savvy and very patient when it comes to that. I switched POS systems in our Jimmy John's last year in October. And we tested it in one store before we did it. And then we switched in the other store. My VA watched 120 videos. So I didn't have to, right? She is the go-to for everyone in my store on tech issues with the POS because she knows how to do it.
Yeah, Jen. And I'm so sorry. I'm just looking at the time. We have about 2 minutes left. And so I appreciate all of your experience. And, you know, for those who have hired VAs in the past, you're open right now. Maybe you found this episode because you're researching the topic. And that's what we're talking about here.
Right.
And by the way, I really do like the fact that you match based upon personality. I think that's so critical. There are really, really type A founders and employers out there. Like someone needs to know that. So that they can match properly, both, you know, on the, obviously on the client side for you or the, you know, the employer, but the VA, like, you know, if you're putting the wrong person in there, like that's just going to be really the soft relationship dynamic stuff is going to be really frustrating for the client ultimately. Like if they don't have someone that's ready to kind of meet that level of like, hey, there's, you know, kind of the culture here, just so you know. Which by the way, I would not do well in.
Well, Jenna, the fact you recognize that though is half the battle.
Yes, right. So give, share next steps for someone who is, you know, potentially looking to have a conversation to see where they might staff out.
The best way is just to contact us through our website, ceoconcierge.com. It gets to me. I do all the client in conversations. And I also do all the final interviews with her VA because I try and come at it from the point of the client. So I, you know, cause that's where I sit, right? That's me. I'm the entrepreneur too. I'm running businesses. I get it. So CEO Concierge is the best way, but I'm also at Jana, J-A-N-A at ceoconcierge.com as well. And of course, all the socials, LinkedIn, Instagram and Facebook, and Alignable, which is one of those ones that is coming up, right? Pretty fast. But yeah, it's just the personality is a huge thing, is a huge portion of the problem. It doesn't matter if that person's sitting next to you in an office or whether they're virtual, you still have to get along. You still have to be able to mesh. And if you can't mesh, it's not going to survive. And it does. And so, I mean, I use this with my managers and my Jimmy John's. I use this for everything, for not hiring, like we use other. It's a big portion of it though, right? I have to be able to support you. If you came, Josh, over as a visionary, you're going to need someone that's going to be able to keep up with you, but also is going to have to be detailed, right? And so that is the key. And it's also important. And I say this, and I do a weekly superheroes need trusted VA sidekicks is what I call it. To me, it also is like, if your right-hand person is also dealing with the VA, they need to be doing the personality test because, you know, they are also reporting. So we have, we have people that are running, you know, I have clients that are three founders, right? We personality test all three founders. Their VA matches all three of them. It just has to, because, you know, if one founder isn't working and the other two are, there's still going to be frustration.
No doubt about it. Jana Franklin, your website, ceoconcierge.com. When you go to the website, you'll see all the contact information. You'll click on the button that says, get your virtual assistant today. I would imagine the onboarding sequence is probably something that might be not only helpful for finding the right match, but probably insightful. So Jana, it's a great conversation. Thank you so much for joining us. And enjoy your next read as well.
Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this conversation, I'd love to invite you to share your message with the world at podverified.com, where thousands of podcast hosts and thoughtful guests are connecting the right way. PodVerified helps match you with the right stages for your level of authority. No more wasting time on brand new shows that just aren't a fit. Your guest authority score is free, and so are your first two podcast matches. Come hang out with me there. I'd love to learn more about your business, support your mission, and help promote you far and wide. Just head to www.podverified.com to get started. And of course, if you'd like to be a guest right here on The Thoughtful Entrepreneur, just go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. Thanks for being a part of this movement. We rise by lifting others.